Stuart McIntyre joins me after the 1-0 win over Chatham Town. Stuart, the bare facts say that it was obviously a one own goal to nil, but do you think really we deserved a bit more from the game? Do you think we deserved the 3 points for a start?
I think based on the first half hour we deserved the points. I thought we started well and we created chance after chance. We had them under pressure from the first minute, and you could hear their players saying things like, you know, let's get out of the dressing room, we haven't started, all this. That is a sign that, you know, we were on top. What I've asked our players is, where did they go after we scored? Because we almost instantly seemed to go into our shells. They didn't really have chances until the last 15 minutes, and Luke then made three tremendous saves. So, in balance of it, maybe we just about deserved it.
You played Dean Lodge on the right, he played the whole game. Do you think the return of Mazin Ahmed has spurred him on a bit?
I think it probably has, I thought Dean, for long bits of the game today, was an inspiration and was doing things that were making a big difference in the game. He had spells where he just seems to a little bit overcomplicate it and a little bit, how can I put it, lazy. You know, his pass could be that little bit more clinical. He lets himself down a little bit in that area, but overall I think Dean raised his game and played well. And just on Maz, I left Maz out because I felt that Maz he's come back to the club, it's an emotional high for him, and he played really, really well in the first three games he was back. Kind of faded a bit last week, and in training I think this week he's looked a little bit drained. So we've got a long season ahead, and we need to use the squad better. So I left Maz out. He's obviously disappointed at not starting. But I think he'll understand that it's about using the squad and maximising it.
But obviously, I mean, on the return of Maz, you must be happy that even just him coming back has increased the competition for places anyway.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he gives me an option either side in midfield and up front. So, yeah, he definitely gives us competition.
Okay, up front, it was another bit of a frustrating afternoon for James Rose and Danny Morris. But again, do you think that working together, you see as they play together more, that the understanding is getting better there?
I think it will really come. You know, I think you've got two young guys that are determined to do well. And I think on another day, they both could have been on the score sheet today. You know, we've created chances, particularly first 20, 25 minutes. But it's not to be. And we're grateful to come away with a 1-0 win.
At the other end of the pitch, I thought all of the back five had a very good game. Julian Seals was picked as man of the match. Is it just another example of how important he is to the club?
Absolutely. I mean, Julian himself would tell you that he's not been happy with necessarily his performances, in, particularly in league games this season so far. We spoke about it Thursday night, and today he stood up to be counted. He has had a very strong game, and he got the other people defending properly, which was important. It's about building the mentality in players that we don't just go forward. There is another side to the game. And some young guys, you know, and even experienced players, they forget it at times. You know, they think someone else will do that job. But you know, I think there's progress being made.
And you mentioned Luke Garrard, and you said three great saves, and they were tremendous saves. I think maybe he had not the easiest introduction to the team, obviously getting the red card early on and a few other difficulties, but is he now showing the kind of form that you expected him to show and the reason you were so happy to get him?
Very much so. I was absolutely delighted to get Luke, and although he did have a shaky start, he admitted it. You know, he was the first to talk about it, and he's gone on the training pitch week in, week out since then, and he's worked hard at it. And I think everybody can see the keeper coming through that was the reason why we signed him in the first place. Steve Windegaard at the moment is out with tendonitis and one of his Achilles. He's also a good keeper, so you know, in that area I think we'll be strong this season. I think that they will keep pushing each other and look after us.
And just finally, I don't know if you've seen the programme today, but there was a page from the owner, Mark Anderson, in there, criticising supporters, I suppose. One of his examples was that there were only 18 supporters at the youth team game the other day, but in a league where Chatham today bought less than 18 for a first team game, would you be surprised at something like that?
Not at all, no. I mean, Mark's entitled to say the things that he says, and the only thing you can sort of counter it with is we're not yet a successful first team. We've got a long, long way to go. We've got new owners. We've got a lot of work ahead. I've told people today that, you know, we've got a good budget to work to. but it does mean a little bit of managing here and there, making decisions. Players don't work out, they go. It isn't like the conference days where you highlight 15 excellent players, you bring them in, and then unless they get injured, they stay for the whole season. Ryman Division 1 is a different machine altogether. And there'll be players that you play against, and you think, wow, what a player. Scott Bennett's was a very, very good example. I've never seen Scott Bennett's have a bad game playing against me. And I signed him twice. I signed him at Bromley. I encouraged Ian McDonald to sign him here. Both times it didn't work out. You go and watch Scott Bennett's playing for Leatherhead, you'll see him play good games. That's a very good example of a player that plays well at this level. He's at this level because he maybe can't quite make it at the next level, right? And I see us as, within this league, we should be at the next level. You know, we should be a club, us, like Dover, one or two others, who attract the better players to this football club. That's my job, you know, and with time, we will get there. Glenn Boosie's a good example. Hasn't played for 3 weeks at Sutton because of a couple of players that I know here, because I've known him from time at Bromley before. Glenn says, I want to join you. You know, you get that guy in, we now got to get him fit. You get him fit, you'll be an asset. You know, Maz Hamid. Maz is here, he wants to try a higher level, doesn't quite make it there. We bring him back, we get him right, he'll make a difference at this level. You know, it's a progress thing. It isn't quite just grab 16 great players, they've all recently been in Division 3, stick them in a conference side and go. Totally different animal. We've got young guys like Asher Hudson, Daniel Morris, and they'll make mistakes, they'll have bad games, it won't go to plan. Given time over the course of the season, there'll be stars. You know, and that's what this job is about now. So it's on to the next game. If we can get another 3 points next week, then suddenly we've got a platform to build on.
Thank you.